This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Debbie Elliott. Democratic presidential hopefuls held a debate in Iowa today, televised by ABC's This Week with George Stephanopoulos. The contest was marked by sharper disagreements than some earlier events, as candidates wrestled with the balance of experience, fresh ideas, and electability. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
Hillary Clinton barely had time to say good morning before she was asked to weigh in on rival Barack Obama's foreign policy experience, or lack of it. Clinton had earlier told an Iowa newspaper Obama was naive and irresponsible for saying he would meet with leaders of Iran, Syria, and North Korea.
I think the next president will face some of the most difficult international dangers, threats, and challenges that any president has faced in a very long time. When you've got that big an agenda facing you, you should not telegraph to our adversaries that you're willing to meet with them without preconditions during the first year in office.
Other candidates were also asked if the first-term Illinois senator is ready to be president, prompting Obama to joke he'd prepared for the debate by riding the bumper cars at the Iowa State Fair. Obama quickly turned the tables on Clinton, though, suggesting she's part of what he called the failed politics of Washington.
We're going to need somebody who can break out of the political patterns that we've been in over the last 20 years. And I think that's going to require building a new majority, getting new people involved in the process, and I wouldn't be running if I didn't believe that I was the person best equipped to do that.
Several candidates were asked if Clinton could win a general election, given the strong negative attitude some voters have towards her. The question of electability is still nagging some undecided voters in Iowa, like Marianne Gregory, who watched six of the candidates during a forum last night in Cedar Rapids.
I want a Democratic candidate that can win. That's what's most important. I think I know who I want, but it's got to be somebody who's going to win. It's important we get a Democrat in office.
Former North Carolina Senator John Edwards says in order to win next year, Democrats have to be seen as a party of change, not the status quo. He's repeatedly challenged Clinton and other rivals to stop taking campaign contributions from lobbyists.
I don't believe you can change this country without taking on very entrenched interests in Washington, including lobbyists that stand between us and the change that America needs. And I don't believe you can do it by sitting at a table, negotiating with them, and trying to bring them together.
Obama, away! Obama, away!
Debates like this one always attract some sign-waving enthusiasts. But it's not clear how much they speak for or affect ordinary voters. Democrats have already held more than two dozen debates and joint appearances, including three in Iowa this week alone. The Obama campaign said yesterday the Illinois senator plans to limit himself to just eight more debates this year so he can spend more time meeting directly with voters in early balloting states. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Des Moines, Iowa.